Welcome to my study. After 30 years, I've concluded that everything you need to know to be successful in every part of your life is found in one book, the Bible.
If you haven't figured it out by now, you should know it. Trouble is here to stay. Oh, don't you wish it weren't? But it is. In fact, Scripture says that man is born for trouble, just like the sparks fly upward. But God doesn't want you to have trouble with your trouble. That's the big deal, see? So trouble is here, and the worst thing about trouble is if it don't know how to respond to it the right way, then it has some devastating effects on us. So we've been learning how to recover from different kinds of destructions, and the one we're on right now is how to recover from those destructions that come from iniquity, which is the Bible word for narcissism. How do we recover from that? Because narcissism seems like it's here to stay. It's everywhere. It's selfishness at its worst. Oh my, let me get myself out of the picture here so you can see the whole narcissism about this. It's about selfishness. It's about me. It's about, and everybody is grabbing, clutching, and this is a core issue. As we're going to see, the only solution to this is the gospel, and we'll get to that probably the next time we get together. So we need to recover from the destructions that come from iniquity. And so that's our subject. I want you to take a look at the screen because it is God's highest priority for you to recover. In fact, watch the scripture. This is an amazing verse. Unto you first, that's highest priority, right? Having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you. Watch it now. How? In turning away every one of you from his narcissism, from his iniquities. It is God's highest priority. It isn't merely getting rid of sin. It's getting rid of the cause behind sin. Stopping any one, 10 or more sins is like cutting down the limbs of a tree when the whole tree needs to come down. Because the root out of which all sins flow is this thing called narcissism. We sin to please ourselves. That's the issue, right? So God's highest priority for us is to be turned away from his iniquities. In fact, we learn from the same scripture that this is the purpose of the resurrection. Let's look at the verse again. Unto you first. First. That's the first thing God did. Raised up his son Jesus. There's the resurrection. He raised up his son. What for? To bless you. And how so? Back to turning away every one of you from his narcissism, from his iniquities. In fact, we see from the same verse of scripture that this is the ultimate blessing from God. Whoa, this is what makes the gospel so powerful. It's the key to a new life. It's the key to, remember, if anybody in Christ, he's a new creation and old things pass away. Whoa. Everything becomes new because the core gets changed. It is the ultimate blessing from God. Let's go back to the verse again. Unto you first, God, having resurrection, raised up his son, 3, sent him to bless you. All right. It's the ultimate blessing. This is why he sent his son. And this is why the resurrection, so he could bless you. How does he bless you? Turning away every one of us from our iniquities. Now, I want you to see this, to see he wants to do this to everyone. He wants a cure for narcissism because it's so destructive. Now, not only, I want you to hope you got these first three reasons, that God's highest priority for us, the purpose of the resurrection, and the ultimate blessing from God is deliverance from this iniquitous or this narcissistic condition, okay, out of which all kinds of damages flow to one another. Now, the scripture goes on to affirm even more than that, that it is the seal of the sure foundation. Now, watch with me. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let me show you to you and break it down. The foundation of God stands sure. It's a sure foundation. And this, watch this now, this is the seal. This is the proof. This is the approval point. This is the seal. Watch. Now watch it. And the Lord knows them that are his. He's got that all figured out. And look at what it says. And let every one of you that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It's the foundation. It's a sure foundation. And it is the seal of God. That's how important this subject is, this iniquity thing. Now, it's so important, and I want you to brace yourself. You know, the truth hurts sometimes. It's a shock to us sometimes, and we need that kind of jerk us out of our complacency. Why is it now? Iniquity is so bad, so wrong, so destructive, so damaging, that it is the basis of termination for eternal life. I want you to see this. Iniquity is the basis of eternal life termination. I'm going to come back and show you more scriptures about this in a moment. Can you grasp with me how damaging the whole universe would be if God gave eternal life to people who were narcissists and freed them into the universe, gave them supernatural powers? Oh. And narcissists ruled one galaxy and another narcissist ruled another galaxy. And each narcissist, because of the nature of narcissism, wants it for himself. And we would have a war in the universe that would make the Star Wars look like a firecracker. God will not give eternal life to narcissism. Remember, that's what got Lucifer, a good angel once upon a time, a worship leader, if you can imagine that. But that's what got him kicked out of heaven. He was perfect in all his ways until iniquity. He turned narcissistic. And the proof is in the book of Isaiah. And it says, he said, I will be lifted up. I will be like the Most High God. That's what narcissists do. See? They lift up themselves at the expense of God, at the expense of the universe, at the expense of everybody else. It's me first, it's I, right in the middle of the word sin, right in the middle of the word pride, three times in the word iniquity, I. Lucifer said it five times, and he got kicked out of heaven, lost access. Now watch this. Because I think you can understand with me the rationale, the justice, the wisdom of God not giving eternal capability and eternal life to narcissism, because we would do in the universe what we have done here on the planet Earth, where it's nation rising against nation, ethnos against ethnos, gender wars. Oh, I mean, this is our major problem. We'll see some more of that. But iniquity is the basis of eternal life termination. So let's look at this in the scripture so you can see it. So they came to Jesus and they said unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? Like, how many are going to get in? And he said unto them, Jesus, strive to enter into the straight gate. Now watch this. For many I say unto you, will seek to enter in. And look at this. They would like the eternal life, but they shall not be able. Oh, watch. So he tells a story. Once the master of the house is risen up and shut the door, it's like the end of the thing, right? The judgment day. And you stand without, and you knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know not. I know you not. Where are you coming from? So watch now where this goes. Then shall you begin to say, hey, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, like we had communion. We celebrated Eucharist. And you taught in our streets. We heard your word. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Now watch this. Depart from me. Look at this now. All ye workers of narcissism. All ye workers of iniquity. All of you can't get in. Because iniquity is the basis of eternal life termination. Now watch the next scripture. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now here is an insight. Are you ready? And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. People who put themselves first shall be last. That is precisely what narcissism is. Me first. No consideration and no worthy consideration of anybody else. It's me, mine, ours. It's all about me, my way or the highway. This is not sustainable as the basis of eternal life termination. Let me show you a translation of this. This is kind of interesting. That's when you'll find yourselves out in the cold, strangers to grace. Ooh, that's bad, right? This is the great reversal. The last in line put at the head of the line, and the so-called first ending up last. Ah! Do you remember a conversation broke out among the disciples, and they were saying, I wonder who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom? And so Peter volunteered, and they all volunteered to be the number one. And then along comes Jesus, and this remark is this is what he said. The greatest in the kingdom shall be the servant of all. That's the great reversal. So enough about this for the moment. Although I have a whole book written about this called How You See Yourself. I don't know if I have a commercial or if I can show it to you, but if I were you, I'd go to our website, which is nothingbutthetruth.org, nothingbutthetruth.org. And you can find it there, or it's available in audio, audible.com. It's available on Amazon, everywhere you can imagine books to be sold. And it's so extensive a subject, but so little is known about it, even from the pulpits of our day. So the question now becomes before us, what's so evil about narcissism? What's so bad about being a selfish person? Huh? Ready? Number one, it's devil-likeness, which is an enemy with God. I already mentioned this, right? Look at this about what it says about God. Art thou God not from everlasting? O Lord my God, mine Holy One, thou art pure of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not, God cannot even look on iniquity, because that's where evil comes from. It's out of character with God. Iniquity is the most similarity a person can have, like the devil. Me first. I'll be exalted. That's what the devil said. I'll exalt my throne above the throne of God. And he said, I'll exalt my stars above the stars of God. He was obviously given a group of stars that he was in charge of. And he said, mine are going to be above the stars of God. I'm taken over. Imagine if narcissistic man would ever take over the universe. Do you know how damaging this would be to the entire universe? Now, there's another word for this. It's this word, megalomania. And I just want to give you some more details, because this subject is so little talked about, although recently there's a lot of gab about narcissism, but few realize how damaging it is, megalomania. In fact, let's take a look at it. Megalomania, it's a noun. What does it mean? It means a person who has delusions of power or delusions of self-importance, egocentric, a passion for grandiose schemes, a lust for power and control, trouble, right? A mental illness to take over from God. Megalomania is playing God, exalting myself above God. Imagine the created telling the creator what he ought to be doing today. Imagine competing, the created competing with the creator. And that's why people put their own opinions above the opinions of God, because they suffer from narcissism, megalomania, a disorder of proportions beyond damageable tally. So it's like the devil himself. Secondly, what's so evil about narcissism? It's the cause of all sinning. Look at the scripture. A sinful nation. Now look at this. How did this nation become sinful? Because it was a people laden with iniquity. And look at what this iniquity did. Look at what it is. It is a seed of evil doing. It turns people into corruptors. How so? Because they have forsaken the Lord. Look at this now. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. Look at this scripture. Because God in Jeremiah says, I want to fix this problem. And this is what he says. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Now watch it. In fact, let me break this scripture down visible so you can see it. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Look at this now. Whereby they have sinned against me. Iniquity is the cause of all sin. Iniquity whereby they have sinned. I will pardon all their iniquities. Look at it. Same verse. Whereby they have sinned. The cause, the motive, the energy, the structural condition of a person's heart is iniquitous, and that's what causes sin. Look at the next part of this verse. whereby they have transgressed. So what's really going on here? As we've got to understand, iniquity is precise devil-likeness. What's so destructive about iniquity? It's the cause of all sinning. And watch this. Iniquity is the destroyer of love. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You see, love has considerations for others. Iniquity does not, unless the consideration for someone else has some personal self-benefit to it, then that's not really love after all, is it? Mm-mm. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, staggering conclusion here. But he that shall endure unto the end, what is that? That's those who love in spite of the iniquity around us, in spite of the narcissism, everybody grabbing, clutching for themselves. He that endures in love unto the end, that same person shall be saved. Well, isn't that delightful? But you got to catch this. What's so evil about iniquity and narcissism? It's devil-likeness. It causes all sinning. It's the destroyer of love, which is another way of saying it is the opposite to altruism. And thus, the moral condition of nations and cultures and family and persons. Now, it's also the cause of personal afflictions. Let's look at the scripture. Fools, because of their transgression, because they don't know the difference, they just do wrong and they don't think. They don't do anything without thinking. But watch this. And because of their iniquities, guess what happens? They are afflicted. We've got to grasp somewhere, somehow, Christendom needs to wake up. Because Jesus didn't just come to get rid of our sins. He does that, thank goodness, he does that. He was wounded for our transgressions. But he was bruised for our iniquities, and all of Christendom seems to ignore that truth. Remember, all we like sheep had gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. That's narcissism. That's iniquity. Next phrase, because this is where the definition comes from. The next phrase, but the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, the going of our own selfish, self-centered, narcissistic ways. Now, it's evil not only because of personal afflictions that it brings, but it destroys personal strength and can even damage health. Check this out. For my life is spent with grief and my ears with sighing, my strength faileth. Now, I want you to see three things here. Grief, sighing, and loss of strength. And what's causing it? Because of mine iniquity. It will suck the energy out of a person. Always having this selfish, self-centered, everything he does, he's controlled by this iniquity. And remember, I don't know if I'm covering it or not. I might say it again. It can never be sustained. It cannot be satisfied. It's amazing. People say, if I could just get this one thing, I'd be happy. And they get it, and they're not happy. They got to reach for something else. That is what iniquity is like. That's what narcissism is like. Now watch this. Back to that scripture. For my life is spent with grief, my years with sighing, and my strength fails because of mine iniquity. Look at the fourth consequence. My bones are consumed. I'm just flat, worn out, and now it's damaging my health. It destroys personal strength. Now, just when you think it can't get worse, it does. Are you ready? This is why we must grasp. Now, what's this? Everybody knows that you can't solve a problem if you first don't identify the problem. There's no fix for something you don't know exists. And so we labor on without knowing our problem. And consequently, we live in this condition, don't know what the problem is, so that's why there's no fix. So that's why these few moments that you and I have together are so important. You're probably discovering something from the Bible that you will... I would love it if you could see it everywhere and everywhere, every preacher that stands up, every representative of God, every prophet, every minister, every teacher. But there is a famine in the land, remember? A famine not for food to eat or water to drink, but a famine for the hearing of the words of the Lord. And you probably won't find it anywhere else. I hope you do. But you're getting it right here now at you and I together talking about a very important subject, a very intimate issue. Because this condition of narcissism, look at this next point, it causes stupidity. It damages other people. And it prevents, as we've mentioned already, it prevents altruism. Now watch this. The words of his mouth are iniquity, comes out. And look at this. And deceit. What does this iniquity cause? Ready? Don't miss what the scriptures are saying to you. This is God speaking. Look at this. He hath left off to be wise. He has become stupid. Why? Because of his iniquity. Because every thought he thinks about every subject is contaminated by the motive. This false superiority, megalomania, has gripped him. It causes stupidity. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise. Now watch this. He's not just quit being smart. He's not just quit being smart. He has left off doing good. It prevents altruism. So what is that? Altruism, Oxford English Dictionary, disinterested or selfless concern for the well-being of others. No other motive. Love is choosing the highest good for another person without personal benefit or profit as a motive. Because once there's a personal profit as a motive, it's no longer altruistic, is it? It's selfish. That's why the scripture says that all our righteousness is as filthy rags. Now, if you go to that text, you'll see how it's misrepresented by ministers everywhere. Your righteousness is important to God. In fact, if you go to the 20th chapter of Revelation, you discover that the marriage of the Lamb has come. The bride, that's you and me, have made ourselves ready, and we're robed in white linen, clean and righteous, which clean and white, which are, watch this, the righteousness of the saints. Your doing what's right is important. So don't let anybody ever take that scripture about all your righteousness as filthy rags and beat you over the head about it. Because that scripture, if you put it back in its context, is those who are selfish, iniquitous, all their righteousness as filthy rags. Why? Because the motive behind it contaminates the action. We do good because it makes us feel good. Or somebody will say, hey, isn't he a great person? It improves our reputation. Or we might get some other self-benefit. That's not love. That's not altruism. Altruism is disinterested, or selfless concern for the well-being of others. Now, I got to stop here a bit longer. If you go to your theology book, Strong, whatever you want, Thiessen, whatever, you'll discover that there's what's called interested benevolence and disinterested benevolence. One of them is virtuous and one is not. This word benevolence means love, affection, etc., right? Interested benevolence means I'm benevolent to somebody because I'm interested in getting some benefit out of it. The virtuous one, contrary to what it sounds like when you first say it out loud, disinterested benevolence, that's the virtuous one because it means I'm going to love people without any personal benefit or interest back to me. Altruism, disinterested, selfless concern for the well-being of others. Let's look at this now. As opposed to selfishness, egoism, or egotism. I want you to catch this. Iniquity causes such stupidity, damage to others, and prevents altruism. Where do we get that from? Right out of the Bible. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. See, iniquitous person, narcissist, has no problem tricking you. They have no conscience about that. He hath left off to be wise. He's become... Now look at it. And do good. It damages others and it prevents altruism. Now here's another thing. It's contagious. Now, I'm going to take you back in history for a moment to the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Most people think they know the story. Maybe. They know the sins of Sodom, we call Sodomites, right? The sexual deviations of the city of Sodom and of the city of Gomorrah. They are notorious because of their, quote, sexual deviation. But watch this. So God is instructing Lot, and this is what he says. Take your wife and your two daughters, which are here. Get out of town. Why? Lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Not merely the sin, but the iniquity. Watch this now. Most people don't even know that that's what sin comes from. It's contagious. Get out of the city because it could contaminate you. That's why the scripture tells us, don't follow the multitude to do evil. Don't follow the multitude to do evil. It's contagious. The truth of that is, my friends, that every one of us is contagious. Be careful who you select your friends. Remember, make no friendship with an angry man, lest thou learn his ways, because it's contagious. Watch now, okay? So it's contagious. And watch this now, because what's so evil about iniquity is the damage it does to others. Watch it now. This is a very appropriate to our present cultural situation. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all, look at this, this is what iniquity, all the workers of iniquity boast about themselves. Whew. Watch it now. They boast about themselves. And look at what they do. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and they afflict your heritage. Anybody who doesn't go along with their narcissism is viewed as an enemy, and they will target you. They will try to break you down, break you in pieces because you don't agree with their wrong views. They boast themselves. They exalt themselves in evil. They will so much as forbid or bring countermeasures against you and against the First Amendment in these United States of America so that you don't have the freedom of speech unless your speech agrees with them. And if it doesn't agree with them, they're going to break you in pieces. They're going to assault you. Public dialogue is becoming almost past tense because we're not allowed now. Why? Because narcissism. They boast themselves and they break in pieces thy people. Now, it's, I know, I this may be hard for you to receive and understand that, because this is a hard subject, right? But it's accurate. It's about our culture now. Not just ours, but around the world. And my hope is that the people of nations will rise up, recognize this, and hold accountable the leaders, the narcissists, who are assaulting free speech, kindness, love, because unless it helps them, it's damned. Now, the treachery of iniquity is that it creates the illusion of success. Look at this. When the wicked spring up as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, they're going to be destroyed forever. God's going to take care of that. But here's what I want you to see. They look like it's a productive way to go. And I have long said that it's never economically right to do what is morally wrong. We have people doing morally right, morally wrong, who seem to be prospering, and that's a lot of destruction. When the wicked prosper, why should we be good? That becomes the question. We're going to teach on that in a few weeks. But watch this now. The wicked spring up as the grass, like it's everywhere, right? And when all of them flourish, because they're me first at your expense, they'll walk on top. They'll do whatever they have to do to prosper. But it is that they shall be destroyed forever. For lo thine enemies, O Lord, for lo thine enemies shall perish. Ultimately, watch this. All the workers of iniquity, narcissists, shall be scattered. It's going to be a destruction. Look at this scripture. He that flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. He is so long spending his life energies rushing towards this self-getting, and in the end, it doesn't appear to be working. And now he hates, and now he's got to switch horses and got to find a new way to be narcissistic because that one didn't work. He flatters himself in his own eyes. He thinks he's really something. Why am I ever? Until his iniquity be, watch this now, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The iniquity, the narcissism, is only an illusion of success. Now, here's my last point. And this one also is very critical. Because if you want to know what's so evil about iniquity and narcissism, I've listed 9 already. Listen to this one. And by the way, there are more, but we haven't got time to cover them all. But I'll show you how to get them in a moment. And that is this, that iniquity and narcissism damages your family, your children, your spouse. It damages family. Who's ruling? God or you? Who's the boss in your life, you or God? Now, here's a promise that if you'll return, this is what genuine conversion is about. It's a change of government from self-rule to Christ's rule. Huh? If you'll return to the Almighty, that's the way. Look at the scripture now. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Now, watch this. Because once you put God back in his rightful place in your life, you'll not only be built up, but look at what the scripture says. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from your home, your house, your tabernacles, your family. Oh, my friends, that's why it's so important to get to God. Not just believe in his existence, you're doing yourself. The devils believe that. But believing in him sufficient to let him come walking out of the pages of scripture right into your heart and take over his rightful place, the God position in your life, where self gets booted off the throne, the ego is no longer in charge, narcissism no longer exists, and you've been changed. Changed because you return to the Almighty. And you'll be genuinely built up. And you'll keep iniquity out of your home. Now, this is such an important subject that I once wrote a book that looked like this. How to Conquer Iniquity. The problem was people look at iniquity and didn't think they needed the book because they didn't even know what iniquity was. And by the way, any minister of the gospel who write to or go to our website nothingbutthetruth.org can get a free copy, including the payment of shipment of this book, free of charge. Every minister needs to know about this subject. So we make it available as long as our inventory lasts. But now the book has been rewritten, and now it's entitled How You See Yourself, The Real Source of Your Struggle and How to Conquer It. So we did some modifications. I did some edits on it and put it back together in a kind of a different package. But it covers the same essence, and it will take you through do you know there are 367 verses in the Bible about iniquity. And you'll get to go through them. You'll learn how to conquer past iniquity, terminate present iniquity, and prevent future iniquity. You'll learn about how it blesses. You'll learn how the gospel applies. So you can get this on Amazon, or it is audio on audible.com. Or you can go to our website, nothingbutthetruth.org, and take a look at it. Again, it's called How You See Yourself. We're not finished with this subject, but today it's been about this subject. How do we recover from the destructions of iniquity, alias narcissism? And the first step is to understand how destructive it is so that we'll be motivated to turn from it. And the next time we get together, we're going to take the next step on how to recover from the destructiveness. Until then, thank you for spending these moments with me. And I hope that you realize you've not just spent this time with me, but that in fact you have spent it with God's word. That's the most important part. You plus God's word. That's what makes the difference in your life.
Discover and uncover the truth about you.
At the core, everybody needs to have an accurate identity. They need to know who they are, what they are, and why they're here. Otherwise, life is just a maze and doesn't make a lot of sense.
Author David L. Johnston's new book, Why You Were Born, will give you a new appreciation for your true self.
You turn from a question mark to an exclamation mark.
Why You Were Born unlocks the mystery surrounding your purpose in life, and it will lead you to choose a life path of excellence to live your best life.
And so it's a starting point for what I would call an amazing life, to know why you were born. You're here for a reason.
Learn more. Visit nothingbutthetruth.org/born. That's nothingbutthetruth.org/born.